Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. And today, our early music is rather late early music because we're dealing with the composer Mozart. And we have a program that was named by my co-host, Thay St. Julien. I'll say the name for you and let her explain it. The name is As Mozart Heard It.
It all started when I began looking for a recording that Montserrat Figueras had done many, many years ago, and I knew it wasn't early music, it was something else. And I finally, at the foot of the great goddess Amazon.com, found it was the Mozart Requiem. And I started thinking about all of the medieval music that we have performed and that we've played on the air, and never really, always acknowledge the fact that we really don't know exactly how these things were performed, what the sound was, what all of the circumstances were. But we sort of take things like Mozart for granted. And the recordings that we're going to hear today are all done with period instruments that would have been around, the structures of these instruments would have been around in Mozart's time. But I began wondering, well, what did it sound like to Mozart? And each of these recordings is a little bit different, and I like them all, by the way. We begin with the CD that sent me on a search, and that is a recording of the Mozart Requiem. And the singer that we've heard so often in much earlier music, Montserrat Figueras, is a soprano soloist on this. Jordi Savall is the director of La Capella Real de Catalunya and Le Concert des Nations. And we're going to hear first the Requiem movement, Grant them eternal rest, O Lord. Following that, the Dies Irae, this day of wrath, shall consume the world in ashes. And then the Tuba Mirum, the trumpet scattering a wondrous sound through the sepulchres of the region, summons all before the throne.
Thank you.
Three selections from the Mozart Requiem. You heard Montserrat Figueras and quite a few other people, La Capella Reale Catalunya, and the Concerts of the Nations, all under the direction of Jordi Savall. This is an early recording of Jordi Savall and Montserrat Figueras, and particularly being a Mozart piece, I personally did not know they actually recorded any Mozart. But that's why our program today is so interesting. It is late early music, and appropriately enough called As Mozart Heard It.
This is this piece, this recording, that I was pretty sure I owned and wasn't sure if it was Mozart or Haydn because I hadn't seen it in such a long time. And the reason that I could not find it heretofore is that the printing was LP only, and it has only now been released as a CD. And I gather that Yuri Saval and Le Concert Nation, La Capella Real de Catalunya, Hesperian 21, they are re-releasing all of those LPs, newly remastered. And there should be a great wealth of music that most of us have not heard, unless you had an LP collection, and Musica da Camera certainly has that collection. We're listening to music of Mozart, and did he hear it this way? Is this the way it was performed? We don't know, and every one of the artists that we hear from has a slightly different approach, and for all we know, they're all valid or none. We're going to listen to Mozart songs performed by Julianne Baird. Colin Tilney plays forte piano, the piano that would have been used by Mozart. Well, not exactly that piano, but the kind of piano that Mozart may have sat before. The first song, Dans un bois solitaire, walking through the woods, I found Cupid asleep in the shadow. I sighed, and he awoke. He took his arrow and then wounded my heart. Ridente la calma, awake in my soul, smiling peace. For you, my love, have come, drawing the chains of love tighter about my heart. Then, die Zufriedenheit, how gentle and quiet seems to me this place that I am now. Each morning brings welcome to me. My heart dances to the song of the woods.
Soprano Julianne Baird with the forte pianist Colin Tilney playing three songs of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Our program is devoted to that composer today, and for this early music program, we're considering him late early music, and we think that maybe it was the music that maybe Mozart sounded like during Mozart's time, and appropriately enough, the program is called As Mozart Heard It.
I think the sound, probably for me, the question of the way Mozart heard it has to do with the way things were phrased, not so much the instruments, because there's lots of information about the instruments, and there are instruments of Mozart's time that have survived to this day very, very nicely. But it's a question of how were they played? How was the breath used? How was the phrasing? And what did the singers sound like? That is a total unknown. We turn to the soprano Helen Dauneth, who does a performance, actually a whole recording, dedicated to unknown arias of Mozart. And I will say I have never heard any of the ones that she's performing here. And these arias all have individual instruments playing obbligato. In this case, Jesu Amor Meus, she's accompanied by violin. Ah, beloved Jesus, hear my prayer. Guide me through a good life so that I might join you for eternity. Then we hear from Emma Kirkby, who at one time sold more CDs than any other singer of any kind, including opera, in the British Isles. She here is accompanied by the orchestra of the Academy of Music under the direction of Christopher Hogwood. This is a piece by Mozart, a small concert aria, Ergo Interist. Is it important whether one lives a wicked or a virtuous life? See what is heavenly, flee from that which is earthly. Care not for the rest, it is all the same thing.
Thank you.
two more pieces by Mozart. That first one performed by Helen Donath, and the second one, the famous Emma Kirkby, who probably had more recordings to her credit than anyone else at that time. And that is a really early recording. She was accompanied by the Academy of Ancient Music under the direction of Christopher Hogwood. And again, our program is devoted today to that very, very late early musician, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
And we postulate exactly how did he hear this music, and what would he say about the recordings we're playing? Maybe we don't want to know. We're going to end the program, mirror image, one might say, with our beginning. We began with the opening parts of Mozart's Requiem, and we close with the closing parts. The Benedictus, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. The Agnus Dei, Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, grant them rest. And finally, the Lux Aeterna, may perpetual light shine on them, Lord, with your saints forever, for you are merciful. And this is so featuring the soprano Montserrat Figueras, along with Claudia Schubert, Gerd Türk, and Stefan Schreckenberger, all of the singers performing with La Capella Real de Catalunya and Le Concert des Nations under the direction of Jordi Savall. The final movements of Mozart's Requiem, performed by La Capella Real de Catalunya, Le Concert des Nations, under the direction of Jordi Savall. The soloists were Montserrat Figueres, Claudia Schubert, Gerd Türk, and Stefan Schreckenberger. This closing our program, as Mozart heard it, the point of which, who really knows how Mozart heard this music? Early music, because all of these performances you heard were performed with period instruments, replicas of the instruments that Mozart would have scored this Requiem for, and other pieces as well, the instruments that Mozart would have had at his disposal, especially those forte pianos. Thank you so much for being with us today. Listening to Mozart's music, never a bad thing under any circumstance. We look forward to having you with us again next week for another hour of early music here on Continuum. Till then, and always, stay well.